Welcome to the mid-month edition of In Touch Online for January 2021, starting with an address from the Provincial Grand Master. One thing COVID-19 has taught me is that now is the time for us to look after the members of our Wiltshire Masonic family. How our province responds in times such as these would shape future levels of loyalty, commitment, and long-lasting engagement from a membership which finds itself separated from the friends they have made and with whom they want so desperately to meet. At the start of January, I asked the question, when will we be placed in Tier 4? I truly did not envisage that the government would impose a third national lockdown with all the negative connotations such actions brings with it. Shielding, self-isolation, physical distancing, and more besides. A new mutant variant of the virus has become the latest enemy with whom we have to battle, and as I write this article, it appears the first round has gone its way. With COVID infection rates up, hospitalizations up, and sadly a similar increase in mortality rates. We are going through the most terrible pandemic the world has ever seen. People are justly terrified, anxious, depressed, heartbroken, and hopeful all at once, which reminds me of the words spoken by Marie Curie, who said, "We are persuaded that nothing in life is to be feared. It is only to be understood. Now is the time to understand more, so that we may fear less." I think these words can be a comfort to us all during the days which lie ahead. In the last newsletter, I wrote that when you think all is lost, when all is dire and bleak, there is always hope. In trying to gain a greater appreciation of the dreadful COVID-19 virus, I found myself reading an account of the outbreak of polio which occurred in Glasgow in 1950. This led me to discover a little about Dr. Jonas Salk, the American virologist and medical researcher who developed one of the first successful polio vaccines. Salk was an optimist, and he said, "Hope lies in dreams, in imagination, and in the courage of those who dare to make dreams into reality." I think optimism is a characteristic shared by many Freemasons, and it is the desire for an outcome and a belief in that outcome's possibility that fuels our hope in the transforming power of the approved vaccines for COVID-19. It is only right that the lexicon of COVID should now be Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and Moderna. These are the game changers which will enable us to once more meet in our wonderful Masonic lodge rooms and to once again engage in the performing of our beautiful ceremonies. The mentoring team are close to finalising what will be a first for Wiltshire and possibly nationwide when they offer the first of a series of online training modules for lodge mentors. I'm sure there will be some who will ask why we need such newfangled stuff when you have managed perfectly well for over 300 years. Adapting to new processes is something we have acknowledged is essential, and I'm sure lodge mentors will recognise the benefits of this latest initiative and cheerfully embrace it. Not to be outdone, although it's not a competition, I gather the learning and development team is preparing some new material for 2021, together with a new format for presenting their programme to brethren seeking to make a daily advancement in Masonic knowledge. As you would expect from the provincial mentor, I really believe mentoring matters, especially so in these strange and unfamiliar times when social isolation leads to a sense of loneliness and contact with friends and families restricted or not allowed. The vital importance of mentoring was recognised in 2012 by the introduction of a Collard Office at provincial and lodge level. Over the past 8 years, the vital role played by the mentor has been further enhanced by the many initiatives which have been introduced to help consolidate the work the mentor does, and to provide the essential tools that enable him to perform the role. In Wiltshire, the provincial mentoring team has published a newsletter, aptly titled Mentoring Matters, which has been sent to each of the 4 lodge mentors. The response to date suggests the newsletter is a welcome addition to the mentor's email inbox. But rest assured, we are not resting on our laurels, but are working even harder to make sure that what we are producing is what our lodge members need, and helps them to perform the important duties of their office. The team is also close to launching a series of online training modules, specifically designed for the lodge mentor. Alan Coleman, Richard Wright and Foster Telford, the divisional mentors, are in the final stages of completing Module 1, which they fully intend to roll out by the end of February. As we move into 2021, with the news that lockdown will probably continue until Easter, the work of the lodge mentor will be even more critical. I'm sure they will be working behind the scenes, keeping in contact with younger and newer brethren, while not neglecting those members who are missing the camaraderie associated with our wonderful fraternity. It's almost certainly true to say that the lodge mentor has probably never had such an important part to play in the day-to-day affairs of the lodge than he does today. If you are unsure of the name of your lodge mentor, the easiest way to find out is to look in the provincial yearbook or contact your lodge secretary, who will be only too pleased to provide his name and contact details. Join the thousands who have signed up to Solomon. Over 35,000 have, and now you can too. Why not make it a New Year resolution to register to receive regular updates to this fantastic program? Solomon is managed by Brother Richard Wright and complements the work undertaken by the Provincial Learning and Development Team led by Brother Steve Lee. Learning and development, is it for you? When we first become Freemasons, we are treated to a wonderful presentation of the working tools of the Entered Apprentice. The special meaning of each tool is explained to us, with a specific moral and practical emphasis being attributed to each one. We are told the chisel points out the advantages of education, reinforced by the beautiful words of the charge to the initiate when we are recommended to study such of the liberal arts and sciences as may lay within the compass of your attainment. From these two examples, I think it reasonable to surmise that every day is a school day when learning is a key feature of every Freemason's journey. Led by Brother Steve Lee, the Learning and Development Team has already started to plan for the future, and from what I've seen and heard so far, I reckon 2021 will be a fantastic time to make a daily advancement in Masonic knowledge. Watch out for notices for courses on Twitter, Facebook, and the provincial website. Fred and Charlie, who are they? You may well ask, and the answer is very simple. Fred and Charlie are two characters created by the pen of Salisbury Freemason Michael Lee, a former preceptor of Stonehenge Lodge. Michael brings Fred and Charlie to life in order that the reader can earwig their conversation as they discuss and debate Masonic issues in a way which can be easily understood and appreciated. Read what Fred and Charlie have to say by visiting the Preceptor's Notebook on the provincial website, pglwilts.org.uk/news/preceptors-notes. The provincial chaplain, Michael Barrett, is continuing with his much-valued thought for the day, which has proved so very popular during the COVID-19 crisis. To read what Michael has to say, visit the Wiltshire Freemasons Facebook page, at Wiltshire Freemason. Great result from the video! The Corsham Lodge Christmas video has been viewed by over 4,000 people, which is absolutely fantastic. Even more impressive is the fact that the Lodge has received 3 firm membership inquiries as a result of it being seen by Corsham residents. Interviews have been conducted, Form Ps have been dispatched, and plans to initiate 8 candidates are underway. What a fabulous position for the Lodge to be in. Well done, Corsham! It really is time to ask you to think about what you can do to be a nominee for the Peter Winton Trophy 2021. What will your Lodge be doing in 2021 to promote Freemasonry in Wiltshire? Whatever it is, please let us know at pcowiltshire@gmail.com. It's always a pleasure to receive a good news story, and this one from Clarendon Lodge, meeting in Trowbridge, makes a great start to 2021. The Lodge made a donation to the Wessex MS Therapy Centre, and Graham Greenhill and charity steward Derek Phillips presented a cheque for £500 to MS Centre volunteer Rosie Elliott. Clarendon Lodge has supported Wessex Multiple Sclerosis Therapy Centre for many years, a centre of excellence for the provision of therapy, information, practical and emotional support for people with multiple sclerosis and other conditions, and their carers and families. They offer physical therapies in a comfortable and friendly environment to aid management of symptoms, promote independence, and provide long-term individual support. Perambulating around the lodge room under the watchful eye of Director of Ceremonies John Davis might be scary for some, but for Moonraker Lodge member Kyle House, a former soldier and now paramedic, there are even scarier things. Kyle is currently undertaking a tour of duty serving the communities which make up the people who work on the many oil and gas rigs located in the North Sea. Inhospitable weather, coupled with volatile seascapes, combined to make the North Sea one of the most dangerous natural environments known to man. Kyle lives in transit accommodation in Scotland for 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, and provides emergency paramedic response in a helicopter, providing medical care for anyone on the rig or platform who has an accident or is suffering from an illness. He had to virtually self-finance the training courses for his paramedic qualification. Moonraker Secretary John Clark advised the editor that the Lodge encouraged Kyle to qualify on the basis of self-interest given the age of some of the members. I'm sure Kyle will look after them very well. Thank you for listening.